We all pay our taxes to the state government. Our office is in charge of responsible to disperse those monies back to cities and towns also. And we also pay all the state's bills. It comes to our office.
You pay on time.
I guess we do. When it hits our office, we have a two-day, 48-hour turnaround on average for the past several years.
So does my friend Judy Bartopinka, the comptroller of the state of Illinois, like call you up and say, hey, Dwayne, can you loan me a couple bucks to kill payday?
She has not yet. I have not received that phone call.
How long from the time you took the oath and you went into the office did they call you for the meeting to get your signature and to be able to create the official Dwayne Sawyer auditor signature that goes on the auto pen that signs the check? Was that the hardest part of starting the job?
Not the hardest part, but one of the biggest responsibilities, true enough, realizing that my signature on this piece of paper was going to go out to numerous checks virtually daily, if not every 2 weeks, was a pretty sobering thought.
Now, you've been on the job for about 3 months, right?
That's correct. Into month three, yes.
Yeah. How's it going?
Very well. I'm excited about the job. Happy to be here. I'm learning this. It's a big state. As I travel north, south, east, and west, all places in between, meeting great Hoosiers, seeing them all county auditors and other officials in different counties, learn a lot. Learn a lot about this great state of ours.
Is the staff of the auditor's office just here in Indianapolis? Are there like assistant auditor's offices in different parts of the state, or is everything here in the capital?
Everything is here in the Capitol. We have over 50 employees in our office. We work with all the county auditors. So for each 92 counties, our office interfaces and works with all 92 county auditors.
So as part of your goal then, I know Connie Lawson, Secretary of State, she's made it a point to visit all 92 counties, talk to all 92 county clerks, Lieutenant Governor. She's been making the rounds. When Todd Rokita was Secretary of State, did that. Any plans to go visit all 92 counties, talk to all 92 county auditors? Hey, how can we help you guys with state and local governments and get money to you faster and anything along those lines?
I am on that same path. We've visited 26 counties thus far, and the goal is to visit all 92 county auditors up in the first year of office.
You were a small businessman and an entrepreneur before you came into this. One of the complaints that minority businesses have about all levels of government, local, county, federal, and state, is they participate in a contract with government. They get an opportunity to do business with government, and then the government is late and slow paying them. What are you going to make sure that you do as our state auditor? And you've kind of talked about it a little bit, to make sure that small business, particularly the small minority, women-owned, veteran-owned, disabled-owned business, they get their payment for the services they've rendered the people of Indiana in a timely basis.
Well, again, our average has been 2 days once that invoice or that receipt reaches our office. So during the process, if a different agency may hold it up or may do their processing or may have issues with that, that's kind of be upstream, if you will. But once that hits our doors, we have an average of 2 day turnaround to get those checks back out.
Are there things you can do working with the state agency, in other words, the people that send you the invoices, to kind of speed up that process so that they're not sitting on that invoice from that small business? You know, they might look and say, AT&T, better send that right away. The other big company, send that right away. Oh, Joe's little small leather works. Nah, let me hold that to the side.
Oh, the great thing is this. My staff, over 50 people, are highly trained, qualified professionals, and they get customer service. They get customer focus. They work with, once they find out a problem, they are on the phone, sending emails back, making sure they can track down those issues that come into our attention very, very quickly. We have great relationships with other agencies that we work with, and if there's a problem, my staff is on top of it, and we'll work hard and diligently to make sure they find the root cause and resolve that.
Now, I know in some places, Dwayne, particularly back in my home state of Illinois, if you were a state vendor and had a payment coming, you could go to the state's website, type in your Social Security number or ID number, and it would sort of come back and tell you where your payment was in the process. Of course, with Illinois, $5 billion in the hole, you know, the system crashes every other day. Is that something that anyone who does business with the state or is thinking about, hey, let me go to the transparency website, see where my check is, see where my payment is? Or is that something you're thinking about doing down the road?
Again, our transparency portal, again, we show that where payments are, processing are. A lot of detailed information is in our transparency portal. So I would encourage those people to take a look at that and see where that check may be in the scheme of things.
He's the new auditor of the state of Indiana. Did I say he was an auditor of color? Did I mention a brother auditor? So if you get it, if you're a state employee and you wonder, who is this Sawyer guy? That's a brother signing
and
your check.
And you haven't had a Blazing Saddles moment yet when you're out and about.
And none of the checks bounce.
None of the checks bounce. I will say that definitively. None of the checks bounce.
And they don't take COD, and you know why.
Dwayne Sawyer, the auditor of state, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be here. Thank you.